With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. William Safire is a Pulitzer-winning columnist for the New York Times.
I was in the Nixon White House. I was a speechwriter. And I remember how raped I felt when it turned out that I was wiretapped.
Safire was told it was in the name of national security. Years later, several books, a successful column, and a Pulitzer behind him, William Safire continued to be haunted by that wiretap.
That got me thinking, how much personal liberty do individuals have to give up to provide for the national security?
And that, in part, prompted him to write a more than 1,000-page historical novel called Freedom.
It's not a novel about the Civil War or about Abraham Lincoln. It's a novel about a theme, and the theme is this balance between individual liberty and national security.
In Freedom, William Safire tells us that Abraham Lincoln ordered arbitrary arrest, imposed martial law, shut down opposition newspapers.
The Carl Sandburg Lincoln, that's the one we're brought up on. Kindly, humorous, suffering, and above all, presidential.
But that was not the real Lincoln.
In looking at Lincoln, I see a sometimes devious, quite political, sometimes quite cruel, tortured, melancholy, but above all, a man with a central idea, a purpose.
The story is told in Freedom, a novel true to the history of the period. For the buff, William Safire has included an afterbook, which separates the fact from the fiction. William Safire's Freedom, now a Scribner's paperback. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. There's one thing William Safire agrees on about his novel, Freedom.
It's long, but a reader doesn't have to be in a rush.
Freedom is more than 1,000 pages long, in fact. It's the story of the first 21 months of the Civil War and Lincoln's use of power to crush his opponents. The first draft of Freedom was a lot different than the final product.
I had a good editor at Doubleday who said, hey, it's a good political tract, but it's not a story. And you don't do enough with your characters. And you got to remember you're writing a novel. So I went back from the beginning. And with the aid of writing on a word processor, which was different from writing on a typewriter, I rewrote the whole thing.
Safire has also written what he calls an afterbook of 134 pages.
In the back of the book, chapter by chapter, I say, look, this is fact, this is fiction. And of the facts, here's where this historian says it went this way, and here's where I think it went that way.
William Safire researched and wrote Freedom over an 8-year period while working full-time at the New York Times.
The secret is I don't play golf and I don't play tennis.
William Safire's Freedom is now a Scribner's paperback. Naturally, I was a little nervous about interviewing William Safire. After all, he writes a column called On Language in the New York Times Sunday magazine. So all the while, I was afraid I'd say something Safire could use against me. But
I notice in the course of our talk, you have not made a single egregious grammatical error, and I'd just like to salute you for that.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.